reconvene for the administrative portion of our meeting. We have nothing on the consent calendar. I believe from what was passed out that...
Okay, so we'll reconvene for the administrative portion of the meeting. We have no items on the consent calendar. I believe that what was from what was passed out, everything on discussion except for number one, the ESG representation, had to be pulled. A little more time is needed. And so that leaves the ESG representation, and I would even need a refresher on, there was some legislation that had to do with kind of a panel of varying state entities that the Bank of North Dakota is like the lead agency on it, and there's going to be, I don't know how frequently, but there's going to be some meetings. We are included in that, but I believe the indication to me was they want one, that these are not really considered public meetings. And I would stand to be corrected on any of these, but I think it's generally accurate. I think like the Industrial Commission, and the Lieutenant Governor, and the Insurance Commissioner, and DEQ, and the Transmission Authority, a couple legislators, and then other outside government groups like, you know, oil and gas. Well, I guess that's kind of... I guess there's some more government groups too, like the Ag Commissioner and Treasurer and Oil and Gas, but then there's other outside groups like Lignite Energy Council and Petroleum Council. So anyway, I think the thing to figure out is who from here is going to represent us. I'm willing to do it as chairman, but I'm not completely, you know, demanding that. I'm curious what you two think. The first meeting is July 27th in the morning, when we have our next regular scheduled meeting. That's why when I made announcements, I said for any of us to go, we have a conflict. And so that's why I mentioned that we might have to look at rescheduling that commission meeting. But anyway, is anyone real adamant about representing us on this, or do you want me to, or what?
My takeaway when meeting with the individual from the Bank of North Dakota, there's going to be discussion, and there's going to be an end result, a report that goes to the legislative management. So there's going to be some decisions that are made. And with us having a seat at the table, I can support you, Mr. Randy. I guess my only question would be how does that come back? So if we represent, it's a commission decision, some discussion and stuff like that. So that would be just my question, whoever represents us, that there be some feedback that comes back. If there's a decision, do we represent it as consensus as the commission, or do you bring back and say, you know, we kind of have some conflicting opinions or whatever, just as long as there's some guidelines or clear on expectations on how our representation at this committee is going to be.
Yeah. And I get that is always the stick we're on these things, and just as, you know, first Brian Kalk and Julie and I with the RTOs, sometimes we have to make decisions, and then we occasionally have kind of call them quarterly meetings with RTOs, but they're a couple times a year usually.
Sure.
And you know, there's other things too. When we're asked as individuals to be on a panel or something, people kind of view it as speaking for the commission, but you know, there might be decisions that need to be made on the fly.
Sure.
And an answer has to be given. Another option than one of us, maybe we want to assign this to a particular staff member. I don't know how the other agencies would feel about that. I don't know if any other agencies are. That was something I never asked Kayla. She knows it at this point. But.
Mm-hmm. So my understanding, the study is intended to look at how ESG is impacting and stands to impact our state's leading industries. And so the there's a steering committee, and then there's going to be subcommittees where they kind of reach out, and the invitation is for the PSC to be on the steering committee, which meets, you know, only a few times, and kind of, I think, is a funnel for insights into what you're seeing, hearing, observing in our roles, probably much more so outside in North Dakota than just what we're experiencing on the ground here with our utilities, how ESG is being utilized and how the state and our industries providing advice to how they can respond. So I don't know that it's going to provide a product that we would like have conflicting opinions on. I think it might be like just a variety of opinions, right? So I'm fine with you participating, and if you get to the point where you want to solicit our insights too, you can do so in a discussion meeting, and we can share them. And I think that that would be maybe a good way to handle it, so that you're, you know, getting as wide of a scope of information. And I think also that, you know, we do have industries that we're involved in that are really significantly impacted by ESG, so it's absolutely vital that PSC is an active member of this.
Right. And then, so should I do this one?
Sure, and I'd be happy for you to do it.
27, rescheduling of the 27th scheduling. But let me just ask one more thing, because along the way, I suppose it'll come up. If there's a meeting where I particularly have a hard conflict, I'm imagining the SPP meeting.
Yeah.
Do you want one of you to go, or do you want me to send Jack or Victor or someone from staff?
I think we should go, personally. Yeah. Just
and I would just say send out an email. I mean, and Julie and I will look at the schedule, and you know, I agree. I think it should be the commissioner. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not opposed to I'm not opposed to Jack or Vic going to if we can't. So we'll just see.
Yeah. I think among these agencies, you know, probably is best if we are participating.
Just for clarification, I know there are subcommittees. Is there opportunity for us to serve on subcommittees, or are they going to go deeper out into industry and all that?
I thought it was that, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, that one might be something too, where
if there are multiple subcommittees where we fit, yep, we can spread it around them.
Right, and yeah, also the opportunity to have staff engaged. Thank you, Randy, for willing to do that.
So then we move to scheduling. And so I've added that. And then I also just want to touch on the natural resource breakfasts with some of those other agencies that deal with natural resources. So the summer picnic is the first one. Just in kind of pre-planning it, I talked to Pamela about calendars and stuff. So not locked in stone or anything. I think in the past couple of years we've had it around that week of Labor Day, and so it would work for me. I'm throwing out Tuesday, September 5th, which would be after the Labor Day holiday. Everybody gets back, but it is the day before a commission meeting. If we want it after the commission meeting, we could have it Wednesday the 6th, but I'm going to throw out Tuesday the 5th.
My only beef with that is that if we're traveling on Monday, it makes it really hard to cook the food. And that's usually a significant undertaking. So it would be I would prefer to do it on a Wednesday, but is it possible? Because then, is it possible to do it on that Wednesday?
Do we have an informal that day? So.
Oh, shoot. All right. Well, that makes a difference.
What about 7?
Well, so what about the 7th? Let's take that. That week. Do we have anything?
No.
Because some things sure. would be hard to prepare if you're busy all afternoon.
Thursday's clean on my slate.
Yep. I'm open.
There's an SPP COG meeting on Thursday, depending on what your plans were for listening in on that or not.
But that's usually in the morning, right? Till
correct.
Like 2 or something?
Yep.
Okay, so I don't think that would interfere too much.
I would, the 7th looks good for me.
Let's just schedule it then.
Okay.
Okay, and Steve, you put on your personnel meeting?
It was a request from the commissioner for a personnel meeting.
Do we have a proposed time or date? I didn't know if this is an urgent thing or if it's something for planning, something toward fall or what. I just looked at the immediate. I'm wide open on it.
I won't be on Monday.
Yeah. I would say we should meet soon.
Tomorrow? Or Friday?
Tomorrow morning?
No, I'm out tomorrow. And potentially Friday.
Is it long? Do we need long? Maybe we'll be... half an hour, but
well, I'm not sure. So if we need to meet soon but we can't meet Thursday or Friday or Monday, this was the request to meet today then?
So after the 4th, like the 5th?
I think I could after the director's meeting, and we're short a couple directors, it might not go.
Yeah, I could too. I have till 5.
Are you going to
work till 8?
Pardon?
Are you ready?
I doubt that meeting will take 2 hours.
Well, then you need to
take an hour.
I'm not sure. It's not sure. It's going to work. I need a little bit of prep time.
Okay.
Well, how about the 6th? July 6th.
That works.
I can do it. Morning?
We had the rail safety update that morning. Oh, wait, not that. I'm sorry, that's a different one. I'm available after, I think I have a 1 hour rail safety. So, 10?
Just a minute, I have one maybe. How about like 10:15?
Sure.
10:15 on the 6th.
And that's a Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay. And then remember the natural resource breakfasts.
Yeah.
And this year they just canceled them all through the legislative session. Mm-hmm. And then reconvened them for starting with June. They were the first Wednesdays, if you recall. And we rotated always. So they reconvened them for June, and it turned out to be the day of Governor Bergen's announcement. And so I don't think any, I think it was canceled.
Yes.
I was scheduled to be our person there. Just as a favor to me, because I have oftentimes filled in for others, because I just happen to be up here at that time anyway, usually. And so if somebody can't make it at the end, if you let me know, I just fill in. But I, from the beginning when we did these, the first time we did them, and I don't remember like even which Brian that would have been here at the time, I ended up with the June, September, December, March list. And so that's easy for me to remember. And so that's why I had asked if I could do the June one right away. So if you don't mind, I would stay on that cycle, and you guys can have...
Did you do between. June, September, March, and October?
Yeah. No. June, September...
October. No.
December and March.
No, it wouldn't be... Well, whatever. I'm fine with that. I kind of actually would like to do the July one, just because I'm... some stuff I want to talk to Dan Fish about, and I would assume that they'd be there.
Okay, so if you do, let's use these numbers and these months and numbers. So you'll be doing 7.
Yep.
You'll be doing 8, and I'm back on cycle with 9.
And I'll be doing 10.
So you've got 7, 10, 1, and 4.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you got that? So you can add it to our calendars. You are awesome. If I was your boss, I'd give you the afternoon off.
Okay, and again, if you guys can't make it, if you let me know, a good chance we'll be able to. And then, are we able to reschedule that July 27th meeting?
I was wondering what time and how long the blocker time is, because maybe we could just play with the time on that same day.
It is from 9 to noon, so it doesn't work for the morning, and I believe, do we have an informal that afternoon? That's right, because it's already canceled off the calendar, so that's right.
Oh, yeah,
I knew we couldn't do it in the afternoon.
All right.
Now, I will say that other than that this was a Thursday, this was like 2 weeks and a day after the previous meeting, and it's 3 weeks before the next meeting. So we can push this back a day or a few days.
I think I was going to be out, but I'll be back by then. So if the 26th...
The 26th is probably my travel day. I'm going home from this meeting.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's why.
That's why we had it on the 27th to begin with. But so myself, I looked ahead. The 28th on Friday would be open for me. Monday the 31st, Tuesday the 1st, Wednesday the 2nd.
The 28th works. That next week is Mark.
Yeah.
Mark is... Isn't that like
the
8th
or 9th
of August?
It's the next weekend. Oh, okay, wait. So the 31st would work for me. I have the
31st,
the morning.
The morning
would work. On that Monday morning? Would Tuesday or Wednesday work better for either of you? Tuesday or Wednesday would work better for me, but I can't make Monday.
I'll be out in Chicago on the 1st.
Okay, so we need to do it July 31st then.
But I plan to come back the night of the 1st, so I probably could do Wednesday.
Well, that leaves you no prep time.
Prep before I leave.
Everything changes the day before, though.
It's not supposed to. I'm okay with it if you'd rather do Wednesday.
I can make
Wednesday even work. The Wednesday afternoon, because then we'd have the morning.
How are you on this?
I'm open. You guys.
Okay, let's do it August 2nd. Are you sure that?
Yeah, that works. Do you want to do it in the afternoon or even start at like 11 instead of 10?
August 2nd on Wednesday?
Yeah.
I thought you were in Chicago.
The 1st.
I'm I'm just double checking here since I looked at these quite a bit earlier. Yeah, 1:30.
I'm just double checking my schedule. Sherry's got me. Tuesday, August 1st. It's one day. Yeah, so I'll be coming back that night.
Yeah, 1:30.
Okay.
You know where I'm scheduled? It was brought up July 28th. It's a Friday. We have our 811 day at the fair, and I think Stacy, Conrad, and I are going up for sure. I don't know if others want to.
I did last year, and
because we went to the 4-H thing.
Yeah. I mean, I.
Yeah.
I haven't really looked that far ahead, but pretty fair chance.
Okay.
Fair chance you're going to the fair?
Yeah.
I don't know at this point. It would probably be a last minute thing.
Why don't we do that?
Sure.
Yep. Yeah. And I think, and I know what we did last year is when more people came, we gave people a break, you know, to go eat and stuff like that. So we,
yeah,
so we worked it. So yeah, everyone, you're more than welcome.
Thank you.
Are the Daryl's Racing Pigs performing that day?
We'd give you a bread so you could go check, and you could try and win something, Randy.
It's important. Okay, anything else for scheduling?
I have one more.
Okay.
So the thing that we held over for the conflict of interest issue, if we could do a special maybe tomorrow afternoon?
I am out.
Okay.
And I don't know if I'll be in Friday.
Okay.
Could you do it remote, though? Could you call in?
Friday I could, not tomorrow.
Friday would be more ideal, honestly, for us. We'd give us a little bit more time to get all the details in order.
Yeah, I would probably be calling you.
I would be too. But we've done that before.
We have.
Oopsie.
So,
thinking morning or afternoon?
If we were going to do it tomorrow, I'd want to do afternoon, but Friday, we could do it anytime. That works for the three of you. We could push it into the following week, but then we're getting. It's something we need to deal with ahead of that hearing on the 11th.
Let's do it in the afternoon on Friday if that works for everybody.
No. If you want me there, no. Do I need to be there? I don't think so.
I don't think so. What, 11?
We will have a motion, but will he be back on Friday?
Was there a reason for the afternoon?
Oh, I thought he was.
Randy suggested.
Oh.
I can do the morning.
Do the morning. Why not 11?
Okay.
Let's just keep it simple.
I just got a doctor's appointment.
Yeah.
So you'll send a notice, call in?
Well, are we going to call in or are we going to video conference in?
Video.
I'll probably be calling because I'll be driving, I'm guessing. I mean, I won't be driving. Mike will be driving. My sister-in-law's 60th birthday.
We'll send out the contact.
Yeah, I would prefer both right now.
Okay.
That's all. Thank you.
Okay. All right. One more thing. No, just kidding.
Thanks, everybody. We are adjourned.